Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day, as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up to the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God bless those who are poor and realizes their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Mighty God, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, amen. Come closer, my friends. All draw near. I have something terrible that you all must hear. So listen up close as I tell you the news about the people in the left pews. Oh, they might look normal. They might look like me and you, but they're really quite odd. So don't you be fooled. See, they come into church and they sit over there. And to the left, not to the right, is where they find their chairs. They sing out of the left side of their mouth whenever they're singing a hymn. And whenever the preacher's preaching, you know, he's preaching about them. The church around the corner, they don't have this problem with their crowd. They got a sign on the street that says, no left turns allowed. So next time you whisper prayer under your breath, then close one eye but open the other so that you can watch to your left. Because you never can tell about folks that are different than you, especially those sitting in the left. Friends, today I want to talk about peace. And I want to say that as we talk about peace, there are three types of people. There are peace breakers, peace fakers, and peacemakers. I want to talk about them today, and I want to ask, which one are you? So let's begin with the first one. Peace breakers. Peace breakers are those type of people who break down relationships and cause division. Peace breakers judge entire groups of people based upon the actions of a few. Peace breakers say all police officers are racist. Peace breakers say all protesters are looters and violent. Peace breakers can be opportunists as well. They'll use the situation for their own gain. When you turn on the TV and you see looting and violence, those are peace breakers. But also when you turn on the TV and you see leadership that seeks its own power for its own glory, those are peace breakers as well. Peace breakers are also the people that are around you that will whisper in your ear, have you heard about so-and-so? Peace breakers, they tear people down. Not for a cause, not for a purpose, not for an agenda, but simply to make themselves feel better. You know what they'll do? They'll talk about other people to your face, but don't get too happy, because as soon as you leave, they'll talk about you behind your back. I'm talking about peace breakers. Anybody know a peace breaker? Well, before you put your hand down, ask yourself, who are you? Our scripture lesson says this in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Poor in spirit doesn't mean that we lack courage or that we lack faith. Poor in spirit means to be humble. And being humble doesn't mean that you think less about yourself. Being humble means that you think more about others. The Bible tells us that when we are poor in spirit, when we are humble, ours is the kingdom of heaven. And I'd like to add that by being humble, that having humility is a great way of bringing the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Be humble and know that you're not always right. Be humble and seek someone else's good. Be humble and listen. Well, here's the second type of people. Peacemakers. Peacemakers are people who prefer peace over truth. Peacemakers see peace simply as the ending of any kind of argument or discord. They're willing to go to great lengths to avoid any kind of conflict at all. But in doing so, they're settling for a counterfeit peace that's based on looking the other way. They settle for a pretend peace that has no real power or purpose. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963 was arrested for demonstrating. He was sent to the Birmingham jail. And while he was there, ministers wrote a letter to him. They wrote to him urging him to wait, urging him to be patient, urging him to just go back home, urging him to their kind of peace, urging him to be a peace faker. See, a peace faker ignores injustice. A peace faker ignores the cries of the needy. A peace faker is willing to have the absence of conflict, even if it means the absence of justice. I love what Dr. Martin Luther King wrote back in response. Here are Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words. He says, "In the midst of blatant injustice inflicted upon the Negro, I have watched the church stand on the sidelines and mouth pious irreverences and sanctimonious trivialities. So often the contemporary church is a weak, ineffectual voice with an uncertain sound. So often it is an arch defender of the status quo. And far from being disturbed by the presence of the church, the power structure of the average community is consoled by the church's silent and often even vocal sanction of things as they are." Peace fakers. Raise your hand if you know some peace fakers. But before you put your hand down, I want you to ask, who are you? Would you rather be silent and turn your back on injustice? Are we more upset about people protesting than we're upset about injustice? Are we more angry about protesters kneeling than we're angry about police officers kneeling on the backs of our citizens? Are an unjust system that kneels upon the rights of a segment of its society? Doesn't take courage to stand on the sidelines and be a peacemaker. It takes courage to sit in the Birmingham jail. It takes courage to stand with those facing injustice, and it takes courage to say this is not right. Our scripture lesson says this in Matthew 5:5. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." It's one thing for us to mourn our own pain and our own struggles, but it becomes something more powerful when we have a solidarity and mourn for the pain and suffering of others. It's called compassion. Now, there's a word that's close to compassion. It's empathy. And empathy is to have the ability to relate to another person's pain as if it is your own. To rejoice when others rejoice, and to mourn when others mourn. But empathy stops at feelings. It goes no further. I can have empathy and still be comfortable, right? But compassion goes beyond what's comfortable. Compassion works to make things better. I can have empathy, but then change the channel when I don't want to see the images anymore. I can have empathy and then just say a prayer and go about with my day, not thinking about people anymore. But if I have compassion, I am moved to change and I am moved to action. My wife, Sharon, said that one of the most hopeful things that has happened this past week is when protesters marched in Indianapolis and they started downtown and they marched 5 miles to the governor's mansion. There they were met by more than 50 police officers. They protested peacefully. And then when they got done, they began to make their march the 5 miles back to downtown. And some of the officers came and joined them and marched back with them arm in arm. Compassion is more than just feeling. It's joining in action. Well, the last part is being a peacemaker. Peacemakers are different from peace breakers because their motives is the good of others, not just themselves. Peacemakers are different than peace fakers because they're prepared to do something about it, to tell the truth in love. Peacemakers don't just bring people together. Peacemakers bring people and justice together. Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." And Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Back in old times when two nations were warring, a king would send his own son to be an ambassador to the enemy. Well, all of this talk about peacemaking, it sounds good, doesn't it? That sounds pretty nice. We want to be a peacemaker, right? But there's one part of it that's not so nice. See, we have a bad habit of killing peacemakers. Gandhi was a peacemaker and we shot him. Abraham Lincoln was a peacemaker and we shot him. Bobby Kennedy was a peacemaker and we shot him. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a peacemaker and we shot him. And then there's one other guy. What's his name? They called him the Prince of Peace, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He was a peacemaker, and we hung him on a cross. He was the ultimate peacemaker, making peace between us and God. The scripture says that while we were enemies with God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Raise your hand if you know a peacemaker. But before you put your hands down, I want you to think about this. There is a cost to being a peacemaker. If you're going to be a peacemaker, there will be times when you will be misunderstood. There will be times when you will be talked about. There will be times when you'll be deleted or defriended from another person's Facebook account. Our scripture lesson says this in Matthew 5:10-12. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men rile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so men persecuted the prophets who were before you." Friends, in these trying days, we have three choices. Peacebreakers, who judge entire groups based upon the actions of a few. Peacefakers, who want more the absence of tension than they want the presence of justice, are peacemakers. Which one are you? Come closer, my friends. All draw near. I have something terrible that you all must hear. So listen up close as I tell you the news about the people in the left pews. know which ones to mistrust, you ask? Oh, it's really quite easy. It's a simple task. Just hold up your left hand the next time you enter in the church, and the ones that it points to, those are the worst. Wait a minute. This is a horrible sight. My right is now left, and my left is now right. What does this mean, for heaven's sakes? Could I have made a terrible mistake?
Come closer, my friends. All draw near. I have something terrible that you all must hear. So listen up close as I tell you the news about the people in the right.